Welcome to the Devotion of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. I want to ask you a question today. Do you have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ? There are many believers in our day that might not see a great value in having an intimate relationship with God. As long as things are good and you're going to heaven, they're kind of good with that. But you know, that's not enough for me. I want an intimate relationship with Jesus. I want to know his heart. I want to know what makes him happy. I want to know what makes him sad. I want my heart to beat with his heart. And the question is how is your relationship? Do you have an intimate relationship with God? Years ago, we were having a big gospel campaign in Machakos in Kenya. And the night before the crusade started, we had a time of prayer as the pastors gathered together to pray for the coming meeting so that many would get saved. And during this meeting, different people were praying, and suddenly a man started to pray. And it was so passionate, so powerful, that it just grabbed my spirit, it grabbed my attention. I opened my eyes to see who is this guy that's praying with such power. And I looked over, and it was an old man, probably in his 70s, one of the elderly pastors. It didn't fit. You know, he was praying like a 20-year-old. I was blown away. Early the next morning, we were going to his church to have seminars there. You know, we always do a conference during these campaigns, and we were preparing for the conference. And as I entered through the doorway of the church, I couldn't believe. I was blown away because the presence of God hit me. I mean, it was just incredible. I just walked in the room and it was like my heart was so moved, deeply moved. And I looked to see why is there such a presence of God in this place? You know, the meeting hadn't even started. And I looked down at the altar and Bishop Paul Mutua was praying alone at the altar, just by himself. But it had released the presence of God in that place. And you know, as I looked at him, I said, God, I want what this man has. I want the prayer life that this man has. He has what I need. I want that kind of intimate relationship with you, Lord. And that was just the prayer of my heart. It ministered more to me than any sermon I had ever heard on prayer. You know, it was more powerful than any message I had heard on prayer before. It was just a man actually praying that really moved me. I was so moved. I invited him for lunch, and we went to a restaurant together and ate together. And he looked at me. He said, "Chris, if you want an intimate relationship with God, you just take time every day. Don't just pray when you have a gospel campaign or when you have services. Be regular in the presence of God." He said, "Take 3 hours a day and just be in the presence of God. That will give you intimacy." And he said, "And then when you come for crusades or campaigns, spend 5 hours with Jesus and be in his presence, and God will use you mightily." And I have seen how that has impacted my life. Of course, I've not always been able to match up to the requirements that he put on me. But I have worked on having a life of intimacy with God. And you know, the pastors of the church of that town told me that Bishop Mutua, none of them could keep up with him. The youngest pastor could not keep up with him. If they would set a time at 4 a.m. to pray together as pastors, Bishop Mutua would start at 2 a.m. and he would already have been praying 2 hours before anybody arrived for prayer. They said that this man prayed from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. almost every morning. He was a man of the presence of God, and you could see it. I mean, you could see it. Out of his church, some of the young pastors that came out of his church have been world shakers. I know of one that started a church in Mombasa. It has more than 20,000 people. It's a mega church. And it is because he's a man of prayer, a man of the power of God. And you know, God wants to use you. Are you satisfied with a shallow life with God? Or are you seeking to have an intimate walk with God? God wants to reveal himself to you. And the way to do it is, you know, take the small steps. A mountain is climbed with small steps. Just begin to have a prayer life. Begin to take time with God and start building a prayer life. Start building an intimate relationship with him. And he will reveal himself to you and make you into a world shaker. We have a big job to do. And God needs you to be here for this season. So let us arise and be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God bless you. If this devotion has been a blessing, then please forward it to your friends. Tell your friends about it. Let others share. And let us raise up and shake this generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you.